And joining us now, we have Libby Screen. She is the ACLU of South Dakota Policy Director. Libby, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Happy Election Day.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about the Election Day hotline and overcoming some challenges if people are having challenges at the polls.
Yes. So this year, we decided that we wanted to do something that would allow voters to overcome obstacles in real time and get advice for problems they might be seeing at the polls. So we have set up a voter hotline that our staff attorney is manning all day long from 7 a.m. Central to 8 p.m. Central. And anyone who has any questions about voting or encounters a problem and doesn't know how to work through it can give that hotline a call and get advice from our staff attorney.
All right, give us some basics. So bring your ID. If you don't have an ID, if you lost your ID, go to the polls anyway because you can sign an affidavit and say that you are who you are. What else? What sort of calls are you anticipating? What kind of situations would you want somebody to call in? What I mean. You're not anticipating any calls. Let's hope there's none because everything's going well.
Absolutely.
Across the state, yeah.
Well, as you just mentioned, you do need an ID to vote in South Dakota. But if you don't have an ID, I don't want people to think, oh, no, you know, I dropped my wallet into the sewer grate. Now I can't go vote. So if you're not sure what to do, give us a call and we'll remind you that you do have the right to sign a personal identification affidavit. One of the other things that we think it's important for people to know is that if there are questions about the voter's eligibility, that they do have the right to ask for a provisional ballot. And that's a ballot that may or may not be counted. But either way, you'll be told by the county within 13 days if your ballot was counted. So that might be a situation where your name isn't on the voter rolls for whatever reason, and the poll worker can't verify that you are actually registered. That's when you would use a provisional ballot.
So one of the things that was happening to us this morning, I went to vote. Give them my ID. I'm listed in the paper, you know, book that they have. And then they asked me to sign on a clipboard with the numbers. I was number 68. And they said, your signature is not good enough. Sign it again. I can't read it. And so I had to sign it again. But I thought, well, that's interesting. And then came to work. And my coworker said, I didn't have to sign anything. So not every polling station is the exact same, which can throw people off when they get there.
It absolutely can throw people off. And sort of our thinking behind putting together a hotline and doing a lot of the voting rights training that we've been doing is not that there is some nefarious poll worker out there who's trying to deny you your right to vote,
right,
but a recognition that things get hectic on Election Day and that people can get discouraged if they have the wrong information or inaccurate information. So we really wanted to put everything out there so people can feel confident going into the polls to cast their ballot.
All right, let's get the phone number out there.
Yes. So the phone number for our hotline is 605-368-0644.
All right. So, and again, we don't have any reports whatsoever at this point in the day of any kind of harassment or nefarious behavior. However, it's important to remind people that that is not something they need to tolerate. They can call that number.
Absolutely.
And cast your vote. Explain the provisional ballot to me one more time. So if you get up there and there's some kind of problem, you can ask for a provisional ballot, fill it out as you would vote, and then turn it in and...
Yep. So with a provisional ballot, those are used when there are questions about a voter's identity or eligibility. And they're different from a regular ballot because the county actually has to do follow-up work once they receive a provisional ballot to determine if they can prove that the voter is eligible. So maybe you think you're registered, but you're not, and you show up and you cast a provisional ballot. When the county is checking into that, they will realize that you were not eligible and your ballot won't be counted, but they'll send you notice within 13 days. So if that happens to you, as soon as you get that, make sure you go register and make sure that your registration is up to date. If you know that it was just a problem with the poll books or the computer system was glitching and you are eligible, then you will be notified that your vote was counted.
All right. Anything else for voters today other than to get out and do their job?
You know, our little slogan this year has been vote like your rights depend on it. We think democracy works best when everyone is engaged. So everybody get out there and vote and call us if you have any problems.
All right. The number again, 605-368-0644. We'll put that up on our website as well. After the program, Libby Screen with the ACLU of South Dakota Policy Director. Hey, thanks. It's a busy day for you. We appreciate you making time for us.
Thank you. We love Election Day.